Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends and neighbors, and that topic is simply the reality show. The reality show. My friends, think about all the reality shows there are on television today. I mean, there could almost be a reality show channel where you could see every single kind. The Food Network, for example, is a great one. There's tons of reality shows on it. Keep turning the channel and you'll find a reality show about people that are dating and lifestyles of rich and famous and you name it. No matter what, reality shows are dominating the news, it's dominating television, and it's dominating entertainment. In business, there's another type of reality show. It is when you transform your dreams and your visions into a magnificent reality. In business, all it is taking the plans that you've made and taking actions to make those plans come to life. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I challenge you that we can all be walking, living, breathing reality shows, showing those around us on our team, showing those around us in our spaces how they can too turn every wildest dream into a real reality. Now, if you're wondering how to do that, my friends, there's a four-step process found in our REAL acronym. These are the four key elements to turning your dreams into reality, to showing the world that you can plan it, you can prepare for it, and you can actually achieve it, and you can do it. Let's start with the R in our REAL acronym. The R reminds us of the importance of repetition. You see, what we do daily determines what we become eventually. And every great habit that's ever been created always starts with day one. It's over and over again, and it'll produce better results. You see, athletes practice. Actors and dancers and singers rehearse. The best are defined by habits, and the rest are destroyed by inconsistency. Do you have habits, my friends and neighbors, that are powerful? I mean business habits. The habits that translate to true long-term success. There's a way to get it. The way you start great repetition for my note takers is as follows. First, we identify the things that lead to success in our field. If you're in sales, if you're in marketing, if you're a home-based business owner, whatever you do, identify the things that lead to success in your field. Then make sure that you fully understand how to do those things. No doubt about it, you want to fully understand and know how to do those things. Then set a schedule to start executing on the things that you know how to do. You replace the most insignificant items on your schedule with the most significant items on your schedule, and very few things are going to outweigh having habits that are powerful on your schedule. Then the next component is keep it up. That's all you do. If cooking was your goal, my friends and neighbors, and you wanted to bake great cakes, then first you would identify all the things that you needed to do to become a great baker. Then you make sure you fully understand how to do those things, how to beat the eggs, how to mix the flour, how to do all the stuff that goes with making a cake. You learn how to do those things. Then you would set a schedule to make those things happen. You stop watching TV as much. You wouldn't be online as much. You would start replacing the insignificant items on your schedule with things that translated to becoming a great baker. Then you just keep it up, and better, by and by, you will achieve what you're looking to accomplish. That E in our REAL acronym, my friends and neighbors, reminds us of the importance of enthusiasm. Yes, my friends, remember I told you before that Winston Churchill once said that the greatest joy in life is going from challenge to challenge without losing enthusiasm. And oftentimes, it's not the habits, the repetition is what I do. The enthusiasm is how I do it. It's the energy I put in it. It's the joy I put in it. You ever met anybody that just puts their love into their food and you can tell that they enjoy cooking, not just when you taste it, but you can watch them in the kitchen and they have something about them that just oozes with enthusiasm. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, everyone great that we know is somebody that enthusiastically does what they do every day. If you think that Tiger Woods or LeBron James or Tom Brady or any other great athlete you've ever heard of doesn't enjoy what they do, you've got another thing coming. coming. Yes, my friends and neighbors, they have enthusiasm. How excited are you about what you do every day? I can give you three keys, three R's that'll say here's how you maintain enthusiasm. First is recitations. That's reciting, saying positive things over and over again, saying things like, I am a winner, I am a champion, we will succeed, we will make it, it's gonna be a great day, I'm excited about this day, I'm glad things are working in my favor. Even when it doesn't look good, I know that it's going to turn out good. Continue to recite positive things day in and day out, my friends and neighbors. Enthusiastic quote will lead to an enthusiastic lifestyle. Then after recitations is realization, recognizing that positivity is the key to success. The angry has never been able to achieve anything. The depressed has never been able to achieve anything. The miserable, the complainer, they don't win. If you notice it, my friends and neighbors, those are not your winners. The positive are the winners. The enthusiastic are the winners. Find someone that you know that's in a deep state of depression. If you find that person, that individual's not accomplishing anything, they're wallowing in self-pity. They're trying to get out. They don't know how to, but enthusiasm is the key. You'll seldom ever find an enthusiastic failure, but you will often find an enthusiastic success. It's recitations, it's realizations, it's recreations. That recreation just says make everything you do a joy to do. Find the pleasure in it, even if that pleasure is recognizing what you'll become when it's finally said and done. Yes, my friends and neighbors, find joy in follow-up. Find joy in training. Find joy in answering questions. Find joy in all the things that make up your organization and your business. The A in our REAL acronym reminds us of the importance of associations. Yes, my friends and neighbors, if you surround yourself with the best five people you can find and remove yourself from the five people that drain your energy the most, you're going to have great associations. If you chase your mentor, track him or her down. Never let your mentor out of your sight if you can help it. Buy lunch for him. Buy dinner for her. Do things nice for your mentor. Make sure that you're in their presence as often as possible. Great associations will lead to great results. If you want a reality show, change the people that we hang around every day, and that will make it happen. Also, becoming a mentor to others is another way to do it. Becoming a mentor to others is another way to have an association that wins, because people follow positive patterns. You'll follow the patterns you see from your mentor. Your mentees will follow the patterns they see from you. Then next, my friends and neighbors, and last but not least, is the importance of learning. You want things to become real in your life. You want dreams to turn into reality. I challenge you to have a commitment of lifelong learning. I challenge you to think of five questions you'd ask the wealthiest person alive. Then think of five questions you'd ask the smartest person alive. Think of five questions you'd ask the greatest king or president that ever lived. When you're thinking of these questions, remember, answers are slaves to questions. I always say, if you want to really become a lifelong learner, remember the ALORD acronym. Ask, listen, observe, read, and do. Yes, my friends, ask, listen, observe, read, and do, and you will become a lord in your domain. My friends, we can make our dreams into reality and have a great reality show. I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I can assure you Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.